How do you define what makes a good head football coach?
Well, I think the good head coaches were good assistant coaches. You know, good assistant coaches are guys that work, that love it, that are passionate, that are excellent teachers. You know, when you become a head coach to a degree, you become a bit of an administrator. You wear a lot of different hats. And sometimes you wish you were an assistant coach when you become a head coach. But, you know, I think Jay's background in being a head coach has really helped him. And sometimes you improve in the second year as a head coach dramatically because of the experience.
Now let's go back a few years, winning that Super Bowl. What did it mean to you to be one of the coaches that go down in history with that Super Bowl ring?
Well, that was a very exciting time to play against my old team in the biggest game that there is. Sometimes I wish you could stop time and stay there for a long time, but looking back on it, it was a great memory, and I'm really proud of the experiences that I had in Tampa, and certainly wish them well in the future.
How did you get over to ESPN? What made you want to go and work as an analyst now?
Well, Monday Night Football, very attractive to me. Even when I was in the NFL, our players, our coaches, our fans look forward to Monday Night Football. There's a certain buzz, there's just an electricity in the air that I grew up with Monday Night Football. I remember my mom and dad making me go to bed at halftime when Frank Gifford and Coach Sell were calling the game. And I love the theme song, I love the atmosphere, and I love football, and particularly the Monday night stage. It's just great.